poll, broad support for key objectives in Trump's peace deal with Iran. By Hannah Knudsen on June 23, 2026. A majority of Americans support key objectives in President Donald Trump's peace deal with Iran, according to an Economist/YouGov survey. Trump signed the Memorandum of Understanding during a dinner at the Palace of Versailles last week. It states, in part, that both countries have jointly agreed in good faith to several terms, including Iran reaffirming it shall not procure or develop nuclear weapons. Overall, the latest survey found that a plurality, 44%, are unsure of whether or not they support the MO negotiated between the two countries, followed by 32% who support it and 24% who oppose. However, when asked about specific aspects of the agreement, there seems to be more of a consensus, at least on certain aspects of the deal. For instance, when asked about the Strait of Hormuz being reopened with toll-free commercial passage for 60 days, 69% agree and support it, compared to only 6% who oppose. Iran promises that it will not develop nuclear weapons. The U.S. and Iran will negotiate the disposition of Iran's enriched uranium, the survey lists, asking respondents if they agree with that aspect. The vast majority, 69%, agreed with that aspect as well, compared to 8% who oppose. Notably, there is majority consensus on that aspect among Republicans, Democrats, and Independents. A plurality, 41%, said they support the U.S. lifting sanctions on Iranian crude oil exports and unfreezing billions of dollars of Iranian assets. One-third, however, are not sure, and 27% oppose. The survey asked respondents if they support the U.S. and its partners developing a plan to provide Iran with $300 billion for reconstruction and economic development, although it did not note that this will not be funded by U.S. taxpayers, as the administration has made clear. That being said, a plurality, 46%, oppose that aspect, compared to 30% who are not sure and 23% who support it. Respondents seem to have little hope that negotiations will succeed. However, as 50% believe it is somewhat likely that negotiations will fail and war will restart. Another 31% said it is very likely that will happen. The survey was taken June 19 to 22, 2026, among 1,679 respondents. It has a +3.3% margin of error. President Trump on Tuesday announced that 19 million barrels of oil flowed through the Strait of Hormuz on Monday, an all-time record. Trump added, "Oil prices are tumbling down, and the world is a much safer place."